this decision of the Supreme Court raises so many issues which I believe should be of concern to the people of this country, and particularly this House representing the people of this country, in whom sovereignty resides. I'm therefore bringing to the attention of this House, particularly the leadership, if it will not be in the interest of this country, to invite the Electoral Commission to come and brief this House on the circumstances leading to the process towards holding this election, and in the light of the Supreme Court decision, the way forward, so as to calm the anxiety of the people of this country in respect of the District Assembly election.
The whole country is waiting to know what actually is going to happen after the Supreme Court decision. The way forward for the aspirants, for people who have expressed interest in this election, is unknown. And so the request that the Electoral Commission appear and brief the House is in order. It is also true that not many of us have got the copies of the judgment of the Supreme Court. So it is therefore necessary that all efforts must be made to prepare the judgment to see actually the direction of the Supreme Court. Mr. Speaker, it is being said that the Electoral Commission may come before the House on the 16th of this month. Mr. Speaker, I would say that that is not acceptable at all. It is not acceptable in view of the people's faith undecided now. As early as possible, the Commission must come and brief us. We can't continue as a nation to be having this kind of experience. Today we should have been in our constituency trying to vote, but we are here.
Another important matter arose, which is also constitutional. That is, Mr. Speaker, in the Constitution, as part of the mandate of the Electoral Commission, every election must be governed by a regulation. And if you see the 2012 elections, we have the CI-75, which spells out how nominations were to be picked, how they should be submitted, where the person has concerns and all that. In this particular instance, the Electoral Commission has not brought a regulation to this House to even govern the District Assembly election. On another important point, Mr. Speaker, my view is that we are the people's representatives. Although they've not been listening, but today they've been brought to their knees by the Supreme Court, that not only was their conduct per se exemplary, but was also ultra vires of the Constitution. Their conduct, Mr. Speaker, for the peace of this country is very, very important. Because this is a local government elections, maybe we don't see it as too sensitive. But 2016 is just around the corner. It is time, after earning the praise of Mr. President, to prove to all of us that all the loopholes in the administration are being mended.